Chapter 32, Part 6. Draupadi feeds Durvasa and his 10,000 disciples. Some days later, Durvasa arrived at the Pandava camp just after Draupadi had eaten. Leaving his disciples on the outskirts of the camp, he walked in alone and appeared before the brothers. They all immediately stood with joined palms. Seeing the famous Rishi standing before them, they fell to the ground in respectful obeisances. Yudhishthir offered Durvasa an excellent seat and worshipped him with all attention. Durvasa then said, "I am here with my 10,000 disciples, and we need to eat. We have been walking all day and are hungry. O King, please arrange for our food. We shall first take our bath and then return for the meal." Yudhishthir said, "So be it," and Durvasa left for the river with his disciples. After Durvasa had gone, Yudhishthir expressed his alarm. How could he possibly feed that many people? Draupadi had already eaten, and the mystical plate would not yield more until morning. Yudhishthir asked his wife if she could do anything. Draupadi, who always thought of her husband's welfare, began to contemplate the problem. Her only hope was prayer. The princess thought of Krishna and thus prayed. O Krishna, O Lord of the universe, destroyer of your devotees' difficulties, O unlimited and all-powerful one, please hear my prayer. You are the refuge of the helpless. You are the giver of endless boons to all beings. You are the unknowable and all-knowing Supreme Person. Kindly protect me. I seek your shelter. O Lord, as you formerly saved me from Dushasan in the assembly, please now save me from this difficulty. Meanwhile, Krishna was in his palace at that time, lying on his bed with Rukmini. That mysterious person, whose movements are unknown to all, heard Draupadi's prayers. He immediately rose from bed and, leaving his wife, ran from the palace. Within a few moments, he was standing before Draupadi, who fell at his feet with tears in her eyes. O Krishna, we face a great danger from Durvasa's curse. What can be done? Krishna smiled. I will do whatever can be done. But I too am hungry. Please feed me first, and after that I shall do whatever is required. Ashamed, Draupadi replied, My lord, the vessel given by the sun god remains full only until I have eaten. I recently took my meal, and now it will not give me any more food. This is no time for joking. Quickly fetch the vessel and show me. Draupadi brought the dish before Krishna, and he examined it closely. In one corner, he found a particle of rice and vegetables stuck together, and he at once ate it saying, "May Lord Hari, the soul of the universe, be satisfied with this food, and may the Lord of all sacrifices also be pleased." Krishna then turned to Sahadev and said, "Go quickly and bring the ascetics here and feed them." The Pandavas looked around fearfully. There was no sign of food, but they had faith that Krishna would not let them down. Sahadev left for the river to find Durvasa and his disciples. But at the river, the unaware Durvasa was expecting Yudhishthir to have prepared a meal for him and all his followers. Suddenly, he felt as if he had just consumed a large meal. He looked at his disciples. They too appeared full and were rubbing their stomachs and belching. Looking at each other, the ascetics realized that none of them felt like eating at all. Durvasa then said to his disciples, "We have uselessly made Yudhishthir prepare a meal for 10,000 men, and thus we have done him a great wrong. Will not the Pandavas destroy us by looking on us with angry eyes? O Brahmanas, I know Yudhishthir to be possessed of great powers. He is devoted to the feet of Lord Hari, and I do fear such men. They can consume us with their anger, just as fire can consume a bale of cotton. Therefore, let us depart quickly from this place before they see us again." Although he was a powerful mystic yogi, Durvasa knew that his power was nothing compared to that of those devoted to the Supreme Lord. He recalled a previous incident when he had upset another devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Ambarish. At that time, he had been placed in great difficulty and had almost lost his life. Without another word, Durvasa came out of the river and walked swiftly away from the Pandavas' camp. His disciples fled away in all directions, keeping well clear of the Pandavas. When Sahadev arrived at the river, he found no one there. A few water pots and pieces of cloth were lying around, but there was no sign of the ascetics. He searched around and came across some other Brahmanas, but they informed him that Durvasa and his followers had suddenly left. Sahadev went back to his brothers and gave them his report. But Yudhishthir was worried. "The ascetics will come back in the dead of night and demand their meal. How can we escape from this great danger created by destiny?" But Krishna simply smiled. "O Yudhishthir, you need not fear. Durvasa and his disciples have fled, afraid of your ascetic power. Those who are always virtuous need never fear danger. Now, with your permission, I shall return to my home." Yudhishthir replied, "O Krishna, as persons drowning in a vast ocean are saved by a boat, so too we have been saved by you. Be pleased to go now as you desire." Krishna left, and the Pandavas surrounded their chaste wife, thanking her for her presence of mind by praying to Krishna. They discussed the incident among themselves. The incident seemed to have been arranged by the Kauravas. Fortunately, Krishna was always there to save them, no matter what danger they faced. Thinking of their friend from Dwarka, the brothers entered their thatched cottages and rested for the night. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.